I want to explain which currency pairs I trade and on which time frames and why. So let me explain more right now. Hi traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and today is Friday the 8th of August. And I've received an email that I've printed out here from Amir, who follows me on my website and also on my daily posts on the Forex Peace Army review site. And the question says, Andrew, you know, I've been following you for quite a while now, understanding how you trade. Can you make a video explaining about the currency pairs that you trade and why? Because Amir is saying that he finds that he's paying some large spreads on some of the cross pairs and the exotics. And so he'd like some information and tips about filtering out which pairs to concentrate on and why. So thank you for that question, Amir. So for me in general, if I'm trading the longer time frame charts, so I'm talking the monthly charts, the weekly charts, the daily charts, it doesn't really matter which currency pair I'm trading, because the stop loss and the profit targets are usually fairly large on those pairs because of the longer time frame nature of the trades. And therefore, really, the spread doesn't become an issue. You know, if you're looking at, let's say, for example, the British pound New Zealand dollar, which can have sometimes a higher spread, let's say the spread 6 or 7 pips, well, that's absolutely fine. And it doesn't affect my trade. If the profit target happens to be, you know, 150, 250, 300 pips, whatever it might be, based on the time frame of the chart I'm trading. So therefore, the spread that you pay is such an insignificant amount, because the profit target you're looking at is such a large amount. However, I wouldn't be looking at trading, let's say, the British pound New Zealand dollar if the spread was, let's say, 7 pips on a 5-minute chart trade. And the profit target may happen to be somewhere, you know, 15, 20, 30 pips, whatever it might be. So when you trade the shorter time frame charts, you need to be quite selective in which currency pairs you're selecting to trade, you're choosing to trade. Of course, it still needs to have other reasons why you're taking those trades, such as like the right the actual setup you're looking for, whether it's a chart pattern or indicators or fundamentals, whatever it is that you're using. You still need to have the right setup for your trade plan. You still need to be able to get the reward out of the trade, so the risk to reward ratio correct out of the trade. So all of that still needs to be factored in. So generally, the shorter the time frame that you trade, generally the smaller the stop loss and generally the smaller the profit target on the trade. Therefore, the spread, whatever the spread amount is, it becomes a bigger and bigger proportion of that trade. So that's why on the longer time frame charts, it really doesn't matter to me. I'm just looking at the right technical setup based on everything that I'm looking for within my own trading patterns, regardless of the currency pair itself. When it comes to the next time frames down, like the 12-hour, the 6-hour, or the 4-hour charts, again, the spread on most of those trades is quite an insignificant amount due to the bigger ranges of those longer time frame charts. And when it comes to anything shorter than that for my own trading of a 1-hour chart or below, then I prefer to be trading in the direction of my daily trade analysis. So if, for example, today being Friday, I'm looking for short positions on the Australian US, the Australian yen, there is some Aussie news announcements out in a few hours from now. But right now I can see that the Aussie weakness from the employment data out yesterday, which was bad for Australia, is likely to continue. The technicals and the fundamentals are suggesting the Aussie dollar is looking to weaken today, being Friday. So that means if I'm trading the 1-hour charts or below, I'm preferring to look for short positions. If the news announcement comes out and goes completely bullish, then that doesn't really affect me. It just means that I'm not likely to see many sell setups. Therefore, I just don't take any trades on those shorter time frame charts. And when it comes down to those shorter time frames again, so 15 minute and less than that, so 15 minute charts, 5 minute charts, or even 1 minute charts, realistically, it is going to be those major pairs which are dominated by the US dollar, so the euro US, the pound US, the US franc, Aussie US, etc. And some of the yen pairs as well, like the euro yen, the Aussie yen. You're looking for currency pairs that not only have the candle pattern, not only in the direction of your longer term view, but also those that have spreads of, let's say, 2 pips or below. You really wouldn't want to be trading a pair that has, let's say, a 4 or 5 pip spread if you're trading on a 5 minute chart, for example, because again, all you're doing is paying your broker so much as a percentage of your trade. So it does become significant the shorter the time frame that you're trading. So I hope that helps you with selecting currency pairs. Try not to get too sort of caught up in which currency pairs you're trading, in terms of if you live in Britain, don't worry about having to trade the British pound. If you live in the US, don't worry about having to trade the US in there. The same for me here in New Zealand. Just because I live here doesn't mean to say that I'm predominantly looking at New Zealand dollar pairs. It doesn't matter. I've got to be trading with an independent, open mind and looking at the actual technical setups, because I'm a technical trader, regardless of what the currency pair is. So it's just a really important point to get across there. So I hope that helps you. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Have yourself a fantastic weekend, and I look forward to bringing you some more trading information, tips, and advice this time next week. Bye for now.